This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
Now for the American Family Farmer to resume its overview of what's going on with the farms in your community, the food that's produced there, and its connection to your family. Yep, it's all about farm, food, and family here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Start out each of our broadcasts with some news, and there are a couple of things that I haven't talked much about lately. Actually, I've never really talked much about hog farming at all on this program, and when I don't talk about something and farmers are listening, they'll let me know. So I've heard from some people there are fewer and fewer hog farms and hog farmers, so maybe that's why I haven't had somebody call it to my attention heretofore. So I have done a little research to bring you up to date on what's going on, as there are more hogs being grown in America, but there are fewer hog farms. And this has happened over the past 20 years or so. Hog production transformed, like most everything else on most of our farms. It's a Midwestern thing for the most part, although there are some people, one of the folks that works for me on my farm has a separate farm, and she raises hogs there. They raise 60 or 70 a year, and it's for one reason and one reason only. I've never convinced her to raise a hog. Is there a difference between a hog and a pig? Right? This is a question. What's the difference between a hog and a pig? I might ask that of my daily listeners on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Anyway, let's get to hog farms and what's going on in our country. Between 1997 and last year, the number of hog farms has decreased by 93%. Sounds like dairy farming. They've become specialized operations, and they've become big operations, kind of like what's gone on in the chicken business. Not so much with turkeys, but in the chicken world, there are these places all through the Midwest, actually Mid-South. There are plenty of places in Pennsylvania, farms that are doing hogs. And there are plenty of places doing chickens, but they're huge operations. The largest of these hog farms, according to the research I was doing, have usually at least 2,000 head or more than there used to be. There was one farm that grew 66,000 hogs last year. That's the largest hog farm in the nation. Good God. Hogs, I remember when I was a kid, we had hogs on the farm. We called them pigs. We didn't call them hogs. And they got fed. We used to go around and pick up all the garbage from the supermarkets, bring it home and cook it in a 55-gallon drum, and that's what the hogs ate. And that's what, you know, now, of course, much more sophisticated. There is a lot of the Finnish farms, finishing them off. A lot of people talk about finishing off beef, what they are fed the last 4 or 5 months of their life. Same is going on with hog farms, what they do to finish them off, to fatten them up for slaughter. And so many of the hog farms, well, it depends on the part of the country you're in, feeder to finish operations. Those are the ones that produce about 83% of all the hogs in our country. Concentrated in the Midwest, and also I'm looking at the USDA report now in front of me. Number one hog state is Iowa. Produces nearly one-third of all the total hogs. Minnesota's number two, 12%. North Carolina is number three. Wow. And remember, the Chinese now, maybe one of the reasons I haven't talked about this is because I am so anti-China, the anti-Chinese government, the buying up of Smithfield is an example of how we were asleep at the switch in terms of our government letting this happen. So now a lot of hog farmers are upset because they're having to kowtow to what basically Smithfield says, that's what we're going to pay you. You don't want to do it? Fine, don't do it. We'll find somebody who will do it. And that's where the transformation has started. It started 8 or 9 years ago when Smithfield started, had taken over, the Chinese had taken over their output. And, of course, the exports have increased to China because of that. And so that means there's been an increase in the number of hogs growing in America. But not hog farms, but the number of hog, I'm looking at a little more information on the largest hog farms. So right now, in terms of totals, there were 66,000 hog farms in our nation back in the 90s, right? That's been cut back by 90% here in our country since, again, the 1990s. And one wonders, you look at the weight of the hogs, they're usually 30, the average is 33, 34 pounds heavier than they were even 3 or 4 years ago. This is what they're being fed, frankly. And they don't have much room to move around, so they're, it's all going right to their bodies. And so right now, there are 8,721 farms that are considered big pork producers, big pork farms, and most of them are selling into, it's Tyson, or it's not, Purdue's not in that business. Tyson is, and Smithfield is, and probably, as you know, the Chinese have tried to buy up Tyson. That's the latest, and the government's trying to put a stop to it. Let's see how well they do. Anyway, that's my report on hog farming. For those of you who are into that, I have not now. See, I've paid you some respect here. Here's something that needs respect. That is the clear air in your home or wherever you're working. The air, the allergies around now, I'm finding this fall to be crazy. So that's why I set up my thunderstorm here in the studio. There's one in my bedroom, one downstairs in the kitchen. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com, that's the website for Eden Pure. Look at the story of the thunderstorm air purifier that doesn't require any filters. All you got to do is plug it into the wall, and it'll kill mold in the immediate area, mildew, tough odors, even viruses. Yes, the dreaded viruses that were around kills those too. There are other purifiers on the market for sure, but the best ones in this circumstance are the thunderstorms because of how easily they work, what they do, the molecules that they produce, how it cleans the air, and the price. Listen, the price is fabulous on this. If you go to EdenPureDeals.com, use the discount code Doug, you'll save $200 on the thunderstorm. You get three of them, three, for under $200 with this deal. 250,000 of them sold in America. No filters to buy. It really is the best way for you to clean up and keep your personal space clean. Help yourself. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Freshen up the air in your home, your office, your farm, wherever. I don't know how you wouldn't put it outside. Besides, there's nothing wrong with the smell of a farm anyway. I love my prejudice. I love the smell of a farm. Go to, but you want to try these for the house. Make sure your house is safe. Use the discount code Doug3 to save $200 at EdenPureDeals.com. That's discount code Doug3 to save $200.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming an ouchie wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Ask Sherwin-
Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, August 26th through September 5th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $29.39. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, now back with a couple of ladies who have a fabulous story to tell. It's a story that's not unlike what I do on my farm, except they may do more of it. I don't know, maybe they might be better at it than I am. It's always good to introduce people to varying ideas on how they can help the plight of farmers and farmers, but also the animals, the things that we hold near and dear. At least I do, and I think Jane Velez Mitchell does, and Renee King-Sonnen does as well. They are at Rowdy Girl Sanctuary and Rancher Advocacy Program. That's the two of you are obviously friends. Jane does Unchained Television, which is a streaming TV program promoting animal rights. So I'll invite you to my farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, Jane. You can do a program here if you'd like and meet some of the ladies and gentlemen that I have saved in my sanctuary. Let me ask both of you as we get started here. We got a couple of minutes. Is this a growing thing? More and more people are becoming aware of animals that are in need, and so these sanctuaries are developed, you know, out of need or out of kindness or out of goodness. What do you say, Renee?
Well, I see a growing need only because, you know, we're in the heart of cattle country, and, you know, and I speak to cattle ranchers and kids in FFA every day, because the more people that are in animal ag that transition, you know, whether it's their farm to a plant-based farm or to a sanctuary, 501c3 sanctuary like we did, the awareness of the possibility of animals being rescued is more prevalent. So when that happens, you know, people that are in animal ag, farmers, ranchers, kids, FFA, 4-H, the wives, they feel like they have somebody to talk to and that they can do the same thing. So, yeah, the more it's done, the more it prevails.
So the reason for the name Rowdy Girl, should we assume, Renee, you're a rowdy girl?
Well, I am a rowdy girl, but the cow Rowdy Girl is the reason for the season. So Rowdy Girl was a little calf that I, as a cattle rancher, started bottle feeding when she was, you know, when I got her years ago. My husband was trying to get me involved in the cattle ranch. And instead, what happened is I became an animal rights activist over a course of 5 years as a result of a baby calf named Rowdy Girl. So the two of us are rowdy, but it's really her.
All right. So you're married still to your husband, even though you didn't agree on what to do with the animals. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I went vegan on a Texas cattle ranch. I totally bucked the system. Mm-hmm. I totally rejected what we were doing, and I threatened him. I told him, if you take them animals to the sale barn, I'm going to bring them all back, and I'm going to buy them with your credit card, and I'm going to bring them all back home. And so, yeah, but he's vegan now. As a result, he ended up going plant-based, not really vegan ethically like I did. I became an ethical vegan like when it happened for me. I was just full-on vegan for the animals. But my husband, you know, decided to go plant-based, and as a result, eventually saw the ethical components as well. So, yeah, we're still married, and he's co-founder of Rowdy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
All right, back with the American Family Farmers Focus on this sanctuary program, the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary in Texas. The rancher is Renee King Sonnen, your husband and you. So is it the whole business, and I guess I ought to bring Jane in to this. Jane, your interest in this and to promote this, is that what happens on this Unchained television, this streaming service, or is this is it a broader overview of what's going on farms?
What we do on Unchained TV is try to provide viewers with information they're not getting on mainstream television, because mainstream television, who pays the bills? The commercials.
Advertisers.
Who are the commercials?
Yep.
Meat, dairy, and pharmaceuticals.
Yep.
So they don't talk. The word slaughterhouse will never be used in a newscast. Even during the COVID crisis, when slaughterhouse workers were dying in droves because COVID was hitting the slaughterhouses very hard, they never used the word slaughterhouse. They would say food processing facility.
Mm-hmm.
So the media is basically in collusion with the meat, dairy, and pharmaceutical industry to keep crucial information from the public, which is why Unchained TV, which is absolutely free, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, you can go and watch it at unchainedtv.com, we offer hundreds of videos that explain to people, hey, time to wake up. We are barreling toward a climate apocalypse, and animal agriculture is a leading cause that is not being discussed anywhere. And the United Nations and others have said, you can't just talk about fossil fuels. You have to talk about animal agriculture if you want to really mitigate and indeed reverse climate change. That has to be part of the equation. So we're trying to wake up farmers and ranchers. You know, did you see the video that somebody caught, which of course wasn't covered on mainstream TV, just driving down a road in Kansas where thousands and thousands and thousands of cows had keeled over from the heat and were lying dead with their legs up? This is going to be happening more frequently. I'm looking right now at the USDA map, cattle areas in drought, as of August 23rd, 2022, and it says approximately 57% of all cattle inventory in the United States is within an area experiencing drought. So
yeah.
This is becoming wildly unsustainable. We're trying to warn farmers and ranchers. We're on their side. Basically, get out now while you can, because it's only going to get worse. 8 billion humans raising and feeding 80 billion animals and killing them every year and raising them in horrific industrialized modern day agriculture is a completely unsustainable model. It's always been ethically abhorrent, but now it is going to basically spell doom for all of us if we don't transition to something more sustainable. And the farmers and ranchers are also victims. We're not against them. We're against the system.
Well, the system that's based on you and I, were the three of us in having this conversation, I go along and I'm with you most of the way. Maybe because I grew up around cows, been around cows all my life. They are a very important part of my life. I've never slaughtered a cow. I've had a dairy farm, so I'm kind of half and half. I've sold a lot of raw milk on my farm in my day, and I raise Jersey replacement heifers now. When people come to me with the argument that you have presented, Jane, and to appoint Renee, I have a counter to it, which I will share with you when we continue on this week's American Family Farmer in just a few moments. It's now 28 past the hour.
I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped it gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration cleared the use of altered COVID-19 vaccines that target the latest versions of Omicron in preparation for a fall booster campaign that could start within days. The green light permits people 12 years and older to get the booster at least 2 months after their most recent vaccination. The Alaska Division of Elections is reporting Democrat Mary Petola on Wednesday won the special election to replace Don Young after he passed away in March. Mary defeated Republican Sarah Palin. Petola will be the first Democrat to represent Alaska in nearly a half a century.
To come in and finish out the remainder of his term, and I intend to be, in so many ways, really trying to live up to the legacy that Don laid for Alaska.
Be nice to inspectors, as today is Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bird flu has returned to the Midwest earlier than expected after a lull of several months, with the disease being detected in two commercial turkey flocks in western Minnesota and a hobby flock in Indiana. The disease was detected after a farm in Meeker County reported an increase in mortality last weekend. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health said the flock was euthanized to stop the spread. It has been 588 days since President Trump left office in early 2021. Yet all the media bashing and talking heads saying this time the walls are closing in on Trump didn't read the New York Times story Wednesday where they quoted federal officials as doubting charges will ever be applied to 45. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich on Fox News believes charges will be filed in a place where everybody knows your name.
Most corrupt Justice Department in all of American history. You have corruption from the Attorney General to the head of the FBI to senior elements of the FBI. You have collusion from a wide range of the intelligence community. You had, I think it was 50-some intelligence senior officials who signed a letter last year that we now know was a total lie, none of whom have recanted.
Yes.
I fully expect the Justice Department to indict President Trump in a D.C. court, a district where he got 5.6% of the vote. So by 19-1, the jury is likely to be against him.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Now back in the second half hour, this week's American Family Farmer, a very stimulating conversation with two ladies at the Rowdy Girls Sanctuary. Actually, Jane Velez-Mitchell has a television program on Unchained TV. It's a streaming service, and a lot of the things that are there are aimed at promoting animal rights. I'm going to guess that you can just go to unchainedtv.org and find it. Shall I guess that, Jane? Is that appropriate?
It's unchainedtv.com. Yes.
Oh, is it?
Thank
okay.
you.
.com. Okay.
Thank
and,
you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, I want people to see there's always another point of view. So when I said I go halfway with you, I don't eat meat. I don't eat chicken. I am, because I grew up on the farm, I grew up around all of this stuff, and I see now, doing my travels, that the way chickens are slaughtered and prepared, how they grow, how they live, it's disgusting, actually. And
yeah.
I say to people, if you saw how animals are prepared, especially, well, in chickens, but beef as well, you'd never touch any of it again in your life.
And pigs.
Yeah, pigs too. Yeah, right. I was just talking about pig farming. I don't talk much on this program about hogs, so I started the program talking about the latest and how it's going down the same road. Even though with dairy farming, there have become these huge factory farms. Not really farms, they're just big factories with beings that have a heart and a soul and a mind that are there, and they don't live as long as as the cows on a regular dairy farm. They're just commodities. They're like machines in a manner of speaking. And so I see this sort of thing, and I get apoplectic. Now, on the other hand, maybe because of my prejudice, I grew up around milk, raw milk, drink it, thought it was probably one of the things that made me the healthiest, as healthy as I am. So in the argument that I present when people come up with the methane, I don't counter the methane argument. I just give people food for thought with regard to what happens in the digestive system of a cow. If you look at a pile of cow poop, and let's say you come back 2 days after the poop has been laid on the grass in the pasture, you'll see if they're in pasture. Now, you can't see this in a food lot, so there's a different reality, but I pasture all of my cows, and you can see the microbes that are created in that digestive system getting out and working the land, if you will, working the dirt. And it's much healthier. You can see the green, you know, that what's being done to the land is much better than the alternative that comes from Monsanto and Dow and the chemical manufacturers who want you to pour all kinds of pesticides and crap on the soil to kill it. So anyway, that's my counter. If we were having a conversation, I would say, well, look at it this way.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the manure, it's actually going into our rivers and streams and getting into our oceans.
Well, it is if you're not conscious. If the farmer is unconscious, yeah, that's true to a point. But it's not everybody, and it's not every farm. That's not every cow.
It's the vast majority of the factory farms, yes.
Yeah, the factory farms are disgusting. You'll get no argument from me there.
We have 99% of the farming.
Let me just say this for a second, please. The problem is that animal ag has so much money that they promote agriculture in such a way that we're never going to mitigate all of that manure going into the oceans, to Jane's point, until we end this abhorrent system. You can have a cute little dairy farm and animals in the pasture all day long, and you can appeal to your senses because you think you're doing the right thing. But honestly, until we all get behind as one voice and scream to the top of our lungs that we have to end this killing machine that is killing our oceans, killing us, killing the animals, killing our very futures, we will not stop it until we do that.
In other words, I mean, you have a boutique farm, but you're an absolute exception to the rule.
I'm an anomaly. There are a lot of the stats show that there's still about 60,000 dairy farms in the country, but about 1,600 of them have upwards of 20,000 cows. They're not farms. They're feedlots. The milk quality that comes out of those animals is putrid, and they have to load up when they bring the milk into the processing plant, they have to kill it with microwaves and with lasers, and it kills not only the bacteria, it kills the taste, it kills the food value. You know, what are we doing to ourselves in allowing this to happen? But you said, I think, Jane, at the beginning of this, what is appropriate, and that is that the advertisers who support farm TV and they support RFD TV and support a lot of the ag shows that are on radio, and then in the general populace, you can't turn on the television and see a spot set and a TV show that doesn't have a drug commercial in it. And it's all that stuff. So if you look at the board of directors, by the way, of many of these large agribusinesses and the board of directors of the big drug companies, it's the same people, the same faces. And they're colluding to create food that makes us sick so they can sell us pills that'll make us supposedly better. That's how really convoluted the system is. Anyway, I've said my piece. Go ahead. I think, Jane, you were about to pop in with something.
Well, I agree with you 100%. You're sounding like an animal rights activist. We say that all the time.
Well, I am. I am that way on my farm in terms of what we do for pasture, free-range chickens. There's no killing, and I won't. I just can't stand the cows are my friends.
What happens to the boys?
What happens to them? Yeah.
The boys are, well, it depends on whether I keep them or whether they go down the street. Some of them, I just can't keep all of them. So when they go down the street, though,
what happens to them? I mean, as a former cattle rancher, I can appreciate, because we had a small pasture boutique farm, right? We had a small one. We never killed our own animals, ever. I never killed one animal. In fact, we kept all the mama cows. The mama cows that we had on our small family farm never went to slaughter.
Yep,
never
that's right. Same with me. Yep.
And so I got a graveyard full. But what we did was we would sell the babies after they were about 6 months to 9 months old. We'd have to sell them because otherwise we'd breed ourselves out of existence.
Exactly. And that's the same that happened. You asked me what I did, and that's what I did. I got a pause here for a second. Yep. Listen, I can't save them all. That's what my foreman used to say to me. Do a couple of things here.
That's what my husband used to say, yeah.
I love your passion. Hold on a second. Continuing on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. The thing that you can do to feel more connected to who you are has to do with what you eat and how much you eat. Are you packing on the pounds because you're not eating well, and now you've come to the realization, whoops, I better stop because if I keep this up, I'm not going to live to enjoy my family, my grandchildren, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're conscious of you enjoy eating and you love the taste of good food, we got it. But when it gets the best of you and you have to do something about it, you lose weight. There are lots of different ways to lose weight. Some of them good, some of them not so good. But the end of the program oftentimes means failure because then you go back to your old habits and you pack the pounds back on again. Yo-yo, up and down, keep doing the same thing. So here's a product that will keep you from having to do that, the all-natural Calotren, Calotren, which is America's favorite weight loss product because the formula doesn't involve any drugs, doesn't involve any stimulants. It's aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes, all aimed in a perfect mix that aids your body in repairing itself, rebuilding it. After you've lost that fat, you got to put the lean muscle back to work. This is the highest and best use of a product that I've ever come across. These people have been telling their story here on this program and the various programs I do because it works. That's why they have an 86% success rate. How do you beat that? And Calotren is so simple, formula put together by a doctor and a couple of nurses that worked with him. It's a perfect supplement for both men and women looking to lose weight naturally and keep it off. Check it out at toploss.com. That's their website. Back to school special, 90 days free with a 90-day purchase. That's at toploss.com. Use the outcue Doug for free shipping. Check out using Doug at toploss.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort,
discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back with the ladies from, one's a rowdy girl from the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. One is another rowdy girl that is promoting. I can see the two of you together, and I'm just trying to picture what it's like at dinner. If the two of you go to dinner and you bring your husbands with you, should they even bother to come?
I don't have a husband.
You don't? Okay, yeah. So there you go. All right. Anyway, you can bring me with you, and we'll have the conversation. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. So what the alternative, we've gone through some of that here. Let's talk, because we have a few minutes left, about how people can get what you if we go to the website, which is Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, and the S is Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, not Rowdy yes. Girls, rowdygirlsanctuary.org, to see right. what they have done. And if you want to support them, they have fundraisers. Do you have branches all over the country?
We don't have branches all over the country, but we're known all over the world.
Yeah.
And we help inspire and educate not only folks to stop, abusing and harming animals. We rescue animals. Mm-hmm. We also educate farmers and ranchers with our Rancher Advocacy Program, which is our main programming at Rowdy.
How does that work? Spend a minute, Renee, talking about how that works, would you please?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. As a result of my story that went viral on CBS Evening News years ago, we became very prominent in the households of everyday American farmers and ranchers. They resonated to our story. They started contacting me directly. And the Rancher Advocacy Program was created organically from that real, real need. And so Jane Gillespie Mitchell is on our board.
Jane, can you add? We only got a minute or so left here. Can you help clarify what Renee was just explaining?
Yeah. The Rancher Advocacy Program, you can reach it through Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, is a way out for farmers and ranchers. We're all being factory farmed. It's not just the cows and the pigs. These farmers and ranchers are put in terrible situations. They're pitted against each other in tournaments. They're put in tremendous debt. They are essentially, many of them, indentured servants to big ag. And they want out, but they're afraid. They're afraid of getting blackballed if they speak out. So they can contact Renee confidentially, and she can help them. And what we can do is transition those farms to mushrooms farming, to solar. There's dozens and dozens of things that are going to be more profitable than what they're doing, because they're not making a lot of money, most of them. They're being exploited.
It's very important to know that we are currently transitioning right now a former chicken farmer that used to be with a major chicken integrator. They used to process 100,000 chickens every 52 days, and they're being transitioned with our RAC team to a mushroom, a state-of-the-art exotic mushroom farm. Mm-hmm. It's happening right now in Arkansas,
yep.
And we're working with folks to help cattle ranchers transition out of cattle ranching into carbon capture. There's all kind of ways that farmers and ranchers can plug in.
Kind of open your eyes to the reality. We've run out of time, but I want to send people again to the website, rowdygirlsanctuary.org. And you can find Unchained TV at unchainedtv.com. Jane Velez Mitchell and Renee King Sonnen, thank you very much for being here to explain how this works and give people something to think about. It really is food for thought.
Thank you.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The hour of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts. Part of my thinking when I get to you and try to get you to understand or hear different ideas, that's what I want. That's what this program is all about. And we have our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Always begins with agricultural news that I find that you won't probably hear anywhere else. The last podcast we did was talking about the drought and how it's affecting some of the southern states, especially where the cattle, but up in the Midwest as well, a lot of cattle are dying because of the heat. The apple crops and how they're being affected in Minnesota. We talk about the, I had on the recent one, Melissa O'Rourke from the Iowa State University Extension Service talking about how these extension offices work. How you can help yourself, keeping the farm and the family, that sort of thing, being good stewards of the land. A lot of discussion about women in farming. All at the American Family Farmer Show. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you get the podcasts, available free. Again, well, this is wherever you get your podcasts, but go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. If you have a question, we will have the info for you. You can look there and see all the past programs. Maybe there's something intriguing that you'll want to listen to. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The Animal Ag Alliance had some very interesting things in terms of activism. The ladies we have on the program, this would made me think of, I went back to the Ag Alliance because they're advocates. These two ladies been on the program this week have been advocates. They're activists, and the world of farming needs more of them. It's a very slim portion, you know that, of our population now actively engaged in animal agriculture. And we only have like 2% of the entire population involved in agriculture of any sort. So when it gets down to responsibility, how you handle your land, how you handle your produce, how you handle your animals, how do you afford to be a farmer, this is the difficulty. I see it in the Northeast where I am, where farmers don't have, you know, I love going to auctions. It's my day off. When I go to an auction, it's my entertainment. And sometimes I'll buy stuff, sell stuff. But I look around at the, from when I started going to auctions probably, I don't know, 50 years ago, and what they are now, far fewer in New York State, New England, fewer tractors, fewer animals, fewer of everything, implements, because farms have gone away. The government has chased them out of business with their stupid rules. New York State is a perfect example. It's outrageous what farmers go through there, and they can't afford to because they're not rewarded well enough when it comes to selling their product. Do some people survive? Yes. But they live, if you look at the way the Amish live and the Mennonites live, they live a different life. Maybe it's not, I'm not saying it's right for you or it isn't right for you, but they don't live and they don't have the expenses and they don't even really think about life on the farm the way many of us do. And yet they have such successful traditional farms. I take my hat off to them, frankly. Many parts of Pennsylvania and New York State that I know of where the Amish have gone in, bought a lot of land. They're running it their way. They're very, when it comes to conservation, you know, they propel most of the stuff they do with horses. Very few gasoline engines on farms. So they're very productive. They're not activists, but they are, but they aren't. You know what I mean? They're not out there, but yet they're responsible. And there are all different kinds of ways of looking at responsibility. And how we deal with our animals, and if you're a vegan, not to be criticized, they're not real men, they don't eat beef, give me a steak. You know, that's nonsense. And that is an old way of thinking. I don't necessarily subscribe to everything that PETA comes up with, or the Animal Liberation Front groups. Their agenda isn't my agenda. But there is, as we've had in the conversation here today, a reason to be an activist, to help your way of life, to help your family continue on, to help get the government out of our shorts, and to help get Big Ag from pushing us around. You know, that takes a lot of time and effort. Do you think your farm is worth it? I think mine is, and I think the way of life is worth it. That's why I hope that you will join some of these organizations or work on your own in your own area to promote quality farming. You have a quality farm. Keep it that way. Don't let somebody push you in the other direction. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.